Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing All the People Said Amen, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Answer is Closer Than You Think, from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 5.
Mightily, as the Lord God thy Father hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with what? Milk and honey. Hear, O Lord, the Lord our God is one God, is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Praise the Lord for the word of God. God's promises are rich, precious, and they're given to us, but they came at a great price. What Jesus accomplished at the cross and how the pages of God's word was written and the great sacrifice that was given that we could have these promises, we should never take for granted. You can count on it. After the promise, though, problems always seem to come on the scene. Problems are part of life. Welcome to living. Understand what happened here to the children of Israel. We're not going to go back to the calling of Moses on the backside of the desert where God spoke to him and told him what he wanted him to do. And he was a little rebellious at first, and God tooled him and got him in the position where he could use him. But we find as he went to Pharaoh and the things that happened, God crushed Pharaoh. See, the crushing of Pharaoh is a type of the crushing of Satan. Hallelujah. Do you realize today Satan was crushed at Calvary when Jesus said, "It is finished"? He said, "Yeah, but he's still going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom may devour." He's crushed. He's crushed. He's crushed. Amen. God leads the Israelites out of Egypt. Egypt is a type of sin. We need to get out of Egypt. Well, I'm out of Egypt on Sunday. No, you need to be out of Egypt the other 6 days of the week too. Amen. The Word of God tells us that you're either a servant of Jesus Christ or you're a slave to Satan. And that's exactly the way the Word declares it. That you're either a servant of the Lord or you are a slave to Satan. And I'm going to tell you, sin will enslave you. It'll shackle you. It will destroy you. It will gnaw at you. It will absolutely bring you down to the depths of defeat, and ultimately it will drop you into the bowels of hell. That's what sin will do to you. So every time you sin, you think about the price that you're paying for pleasure. That you're ignoring God and pushing Him aside in your life when God says, you know, if you really love me, you will serve me. I mean, if He's really first in your life, you've got to crown Him first in your life. He doesn't keep doors down. He does not impose Himself upon you. He comes where He is welcomed. And we've got to welcome the presence of God in our life and desire for Him to do a mighty work in our living today. So we find that God led the children of Israel through the Red Sea, led them into the wilderness, and the wilderness became their problem. I mean, they really had a problem when they got to the Red Sea. They started the murmuring, the griping, and the complaining. I tell you, if I was Moses, I think I'd have used that staff on a few heads before I parted the Red Sea with it. Amen. But I'm glad I'm not Moses. So the wilderness became... I'm not going to hit you in the head. Amen. I don't have no baseball bats, so don't worry about it. The wilderness became their problem. For 40 years, Israel had a problem. 40 years, they wandered in the desert. 40 years, they lived in rebellion. 40 years, they kept sinning. 40 years, they wouldn't listen. 40 years, they were in bondage. And so in the New Testament, we find Jesus was led into the wilderness also. His was not for 40 years. His was for 40 days. Israel stayed in the problem for 40 years. I mean, 40 years of problems. Every time God gave Israel the chance to stop and to step forward in faith, they faltered and they failed and they went back to their old sinful ways. See, Israel had a problem. They still have the same problem today. Well, as a matter of fact, all humanity has that same problem. Because if you're in the world, controlled by the world, and your affections upon the world, you're in the wilderness. And the devil is leading you by the nose, and he's leading you down the path of destruction and defeat. Because you're not going to live like you're living now forever. You're not going to live in the body that you're living in. One day, they're going to roll you into a church or into a funeral home, and you're going to be flatlined, graveyard dead. And then it's going to be too late. Now is your day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day to get right with God. Now is the day to not only get right, but stay right. Amen? So, you know, you choose today, you choose the path in life that you're going. So from the wilderness, Jesus began His ministry. You know how he answered the devil when the devil came to him? In the wilderness, he was physically weak. But you know what he said? It is written. It is written. You know what words we use against the devil when he comes at us? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just so tired. I'm just so weary. I just feel like giving up. The devil's just worrying me to death. It seems like I try to serve God. I don't know what I'm going to do. You wimp. Have you forgotten who plucked you out of the fire? Who plucked you out of hell? Who plucked you out of sin? Who put you on a solid rock? Who established your going? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy? Have you forgotten who God is? When the devil comes at you, just remind him. Listen, he says, yeah, but you know, you were pretty rotten in your past, won't you, huh? Yeah. You lived a really sorry life, but thanks be unto God, my past is forgiven and forgotten and removed. But your present, let's talk about your future, devil. Listen, start using the word of God on him. Stop walking around in defeat. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. Oh, they may put their armor, I'm sorry. Everything's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. We patronize people in their pity and in their self-absorption of self when we really should say, you know what you really need? You need for Jesus to give you a good swift kick in the rear end, and you need to get back on track. You need to get right. Amen. You need to get your life right with God, and you need to stay right with God. You need to live right for God. And you need to be a testimony instead of being someone that's tearing down the work of God and bringing shame and reproach upon His name by your sorry, no count, good for nothing, sinful living. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, you say, well, preacher, I'm not that bad. If you're living for the devil and you're living in sin, you're living beneath the standard of God. And it's sorry. It's sorry living. It's a defilement to the name of God. And God says you need to get up out of that mess that you're in. And you need to get where I'm at. Because I got a better day for you. Amen. Praise God. That's what he was trying to tell these knucklehead Israelites. But they wouldn't listen. Y'all love me, don't you? Uh-huh. The mighty weak. Jesus knew in the problem. Well, when you go downstairs and somebody's had a hot dog, you can just think it's me. Amen. Jesus knew in the problem, if you will stay with God's word, you will go straight through the problem. Some of you pitched a tent, camped out. You even got a campfire going and you got hot dogs on the grill. Amen. Because you're camped out in your problem. You know, how are you dealing with your struggles and your problems today? Life is not problematically free. It comes with the turf. How do you view your problems? You know, can be the problem. How you view your problems can be the problem. So if you see yourself defeated, guess what? You are. You're living in defeat. You chose that. Nobody pushed you there. You made that decision. And if you see yourself victorious, then you will live victorious. Amen. It's your focus today. If you see yourself as a failure, then that's going to be your home address. That's going to be your little email address. If you see your life as hopeless, then today, you know what? This is the life that you've chosen to live. But you don't know my circumstances. I know a God that's bigger than your circumstances.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796, and press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.